Il-program li ser tisimaw huwa miġjub lilkom biex xewqa' tajba tal-Corinthia Group of Companies.
Hello and welcome to this, the fourth program in our third series of Malta Memories. I'm Mike Roberts, about to take you on another nostalgic trip down memory lane, here in Malta, as I again review life as it was on the island during the final 6 months of 1982. And the ingredients, no change, ordinary people, ordinary events, and the popular music of the time. Like this. That was Culture Club in 1982 with Time, Clock of the Heart. And as the second half of the year got underway, 3,000 house plants went on display at the Phoenicia Hotel. Two prisoners escaped from Paola Jail. Following a forum on tourism at the Malta Hilton, an action plan was drawn up aimed at finding a remedy to the then-current industry problems. The Malta Arts Festival opened on July 28th. And following 4 weeks of competition that included fluency in other languages, cookery, cocktails, table setting, floral and home decor, as well as knowledge in culture and current affairs, Silvana Falzon was elected Ideal Woman of Malta, 1982. A challenge for Maltese girls to join other nationality females and take up snooker, playing and competition was issued by visiting UK Billiards and Snooker Centre owner Wally West. The girls certainly seemed to be prominent in the news at the time, as 64 women from Malta and one from Gozo took the oath of loyalty as they were enrolled in Malta's police force. Perhaps that's what inspired the popular singing group Hot Chocolate to record this hit of 1982 entitled Girl Crazy.
Personality, that's right for me, that's all I see.
Hot Chocolate and Girl Crazy. As August arrived, the further decline in the 1982 tourist figures continued to generate much debate and concern. Two masked would-be robbers of a lotto office fled when a woman inside the office began to scream. Farsons, Malta's famous drinks manufacturer, held its second beer festival when drinkers and fun lovers alike turned up and enjoyed, as well as the beer, a programme of entertainment and games with spot prizes. And at a fashion competition in Reggio, Calabria, Italy, 22-year-old Josephine Aquilina of Cospicua was placed first out of 91 with her submission of a traditional Maltese costume. The Malta pound was again being debated with a headline, Can Devaluation Be Avoided? It was announced, too, that the sale of colour televisions would resume in September, following the cessation at the end of 1981. Still on the subject of television, a Scottish TV team led by well-known presenter Andrew Gardner visited the island to produce a documentary film on Malta. They were accompanied by wartime Spitfire pilots, including Ace Laddie Lucas, who was one of the first to earn that title in Malta during the Second World War. A picture of a pretty young lady taking a tot of teacher's whiskey with a group of workers at the Glenronach Distillery in Scotland revealed her to be none other than Miss Malta 1982, Delina Camilleri. Her visit was just one of the locations she visited during her UK stay. And as Air Malta was rejecting criticism on overbooking, many of Malta's scouts swarmed Ain Taffia's sandy beach during a one-week camp as activities came to a close on September 4th. Musically, the group Icehouse made it into the UK popular music charts at number 17 with this.
Oh,
Hey Little Girl, Ice House. And it was a group of other girls that were making the news on the island at the time. The 1982 Miss Malta finalist took part in a fundraising dinner and show aimed at providing aids for disabled children. At the Malta Wishbone Surf Boarding Championships presentation evening, the island's top surfer, Peter Bonello, enjoyed the premier prize, the Dunhill Award. More success for Malta's Ideal Woman placed second in the international contest in Italy. The Sunday Times reported the wedding of St Simon's Church, Glasgow, of Calm Greck of Sleamer and Helen Anchak of Glasgow, who'd previously made the headlines that we recorded last week in Malta Memories when Calm proposed to Helen during an Air Malta flight high over the Mediterranean. Stinging jellyfish caused 20-year-old John Fenwick of Sleamer to abandon his attempt to swim from Aura Point to the aquatic club. The car ferry Malta Express failed to live up to its name when a 48-hour strike by its crew caused cancellation of the return trip from Naples. October saw 191 men take the oath of loyalty as they joined Malta's police force, uniting with 65 young women previously reported in July as having done the same. And some of October's news that enjoyed mini headlines were Gozo renewing its promotion as a tourist destination with a promotional group travelling to Switzerland, the preservation of Manuel Island being pleaded for by Charles Casser of the Teens and Twenties Talent Trust Historical Society, and Malta's new Happy Housewives Club being successfully launched at the Phoenicia Hotel. It was in 1982 that the Shadows recorded The Shady Lady. The Shady Lady from the Shadows. As the year was moving nearer to its close, the last set of special issue stamps for 1982 represented the first set of a series featuring Maltese ships, and on the first day of sale, sales reached 35,460 Malta pounds in value. In a bid to win back declining viewers, TV Malta screened the Miss World contest with limited success, despite the participation of Miss Malta, Delina Camilleri of Mosta. Rain caused flooding in the usual vulnerable areas of Mcida and Burkakara, as well as electricity cuts in Gozo and northern Malta. In 1929, Morris and a 1929 Chevrolet were just two of the 60 cars on show at Malta's vintage car exhibition at the trade fair grounds Nashar. Having lived in Canada for 30 years of their 50 years married life, Lawrence and Antonia Kirkop returned to Malta and celebrated their golden wedding anniversary. And in windswept first division matches, St. George's and Gezira enjoyed their first victories, with St. George's beating Vitoriosa 2-0 and Gezira beating Gudja 4-0. As November faded, it was as if December was being welcomed when Malta's president opened a Christmas bazaar at Attard's Mount Carmel Hospital, and one of the largest varieties of handcrafts on display in the island went on sale. 1982 saw the David Essex album Stage Struck released, from which Me and My Girl, Nightclubbing, was just one of the tracks.
Something flashy, trip the light, fantastic, and we're on our way. Too much work made Jack such a sad boy. Now we're coming out to play. Me and my girl, and night clubbing. Me and my girl, out on the town. Me and my girl, night clubbing. Me and my girl, out and about. The sweet feeling of dancing close together, and the heavy, heavy sound of pop music. Teenage hero, fashion dummy weirdo, I like your pink lipstick. Me and my girl, night clubbing. Me and my girl, out on the town. Me and my girl, night clubbing. Me and my
David Essex, Nightclubbing. As the first week of December closed, everything seemed to herald the coming festive period. The Sunday Times issued an extra 20-page Christmas supplement. Old and new carols sung by the St. Dominic Choir of Rabat's Church and the Danish Hall Complex were both scheduled in the lead-up to Christmas. Tim Jones a Tom Jones look-alike and sound-alike from the same part of Wales as the international superstar, was billed as the star attraction at the Nigre nightclub and restaurant Rabat for the festive season. And Christmas hampers from Captain A. Caruana Limited were priced from £8.50, Malta pounds, of course, to 38 Malta pounds. Other news included the announcement that the Armed Forces of Malta Band had a newly formed edition of a corps of drums. And the classification of old documents at the Cathedral Museum, reported some time back, was almost completed. As December weddings just preceded Christmas and Christmas parties took place, and families in Malta and Gozo got together to celebrate in their chosen ways, it seemed that countless restaurants and places of entertainment all advertised in the last publications of December their New Year's Eve extravaganzas. So, with that last news item, 1982 closed and made way for a new year. When we meet next over the airwaves, I'll begin our usual half hour of memories and music with the news as it was here in Malta during the first 6 months of 1983. So let's continue to listen to this last recording from 1982 from Richard Clayderman at the piano, Autumn Leaves. That really is it, folks, except for the usual reminder on contact details. Email mikeroberts@firenet.ws or by just clicking contact on the station's website. If you prefer to write, then please do so, care of this station. If you'd like to catch up on any programmes you missed, then just go to webcasts. They're all there at the click of a mouse. Until the next time, whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.
Il-program li għadkom kem smajtu kien miġju plilkom bix-xewqa tajba tal-Corinthia Group of Companies.